get card from Backstreet Boys.
Shout out to Boy Band Break.
It's Chris Kirkpatrick here. Shout out to your podcast, Boy Band Break.
Hey everybody, this is Howie D, and I'm listening to Boy Band Break.
Hi, Ashley Parker Angel here. Huge shout out to the Boy Band Break podcast.
This is Brad from LFO, and you are listening to Boy Band Break.
Hey, what's up? This is Jacob.
It's Dan.
What's up? It's Trevor.
And it's Eric Michael, and it's time for Boy Band Break, baby. Let's go!
Welcome back to Boy Band Break, where we encourage you to take a break from your day and join us in some boy band conversation. As always, I'm Cynthia. As you can see, the rest of my team is not here. So Lydia, if you listened to a previous episode, is actually shooting a movie right now. So excited for her. She has, well, she's a background character, but it's still a big name movie. So that's exciting. So she has a few more days of that. And Sophia is under the weather, so she is not here today. However, I have a guest here. I can never remember which way to put my hand. Welcome to Leslie. Leslie, welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So I actually met Leslie back in January when we both went to LA to for the Aaron Memorial. And we're both from Ontario, Canada. And then we just started chatting a little bit before. And then, yes, I feel like if you ran into that, there was some issues with Leslie's friend's flight. And then she didn't have a place to stay. So I was like, yeah, join my room. So we became friends like that and checked out LA and hung out for 2 days together. And so, yeah. So
yes, Cynthia saved my life down there. So that was very, very sweet of her.
My friends are like, are you crazy? You're inviting somebody you don't know into your room. Is she going to kill you? I was like, well, it is what it is. It's LA.
I'll take the chance.
Mike, it's a fellow Canadian and Backstreet Boy fan. How bad could it be? So
right.
We're good. We both survived. It was good. Yes. So Leslie obviously is a huge Backstreet Boys fan, a huge Nick fan, also runs a Facebook page called the Backstreet Lovers. I'm just going to show that really quick. Did you create this page or
are you
a moderator?
Yeah.
Sorry?
I was moderating another page and then obviously some other stuff went on there. So I just kind of was like, you know what? I'm just going to do my own and keep it, you know, drama free, just Backstreet Boys and everything and anything BSB related, whether it's the guys, the families, tours, events, special appearances, tickets, anything we post in there for people to come and look at.
Yeah, so she keeps us up to date on all the interesting things. Frozen? Am I frozen?
I think you froze a little bit.
Yeah, so it's called Backstreet Lovers. It's on Facebook right now. There's 2,700 members, so lots going on, and they kind of keep you up to date on all the ongoings and comings and goings of what's happening in the Backstreet fandom. So make sure to join that if you have not. So very cool. Couple of things happening right now. Looks like AJ might be releasing an album shortly.
Possibly. Oh, yeah, I think in LA was like the 10th so maybe time he talked time. About that. I remember he mentioned it in
maybe
LA.
A little believe like, oh, it when we see it, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so, you know, he's doing his thing. Nick is releasing a new song called Made for Us on October 31st. So there's I guess some people are doing some streaming and stuff. There will be video out that day as well. I don't know when we're posting this. So if we're posting it before that day, check it out. If we posted it after, if this video is posted after, then I hope you like the song. It's a good song. Just stop sharing the screen for a second because it seems to be lagging. Okay. So what I thought we would do today is basically kind of just talk about the Nick concert. That tour that he is doing. So he has a new tour that's about halfway done at this point that we're recording this because he had some October dates and then he took a little break and now he's going to be starting the November dates shortly. So let me just share that right now. So the upcoming dates that are happening. So if you want to just go to nickcarter.com/events, it has all the tour dates there. So he's starting the second half of the in Akron, Ohio on November 9th. November 10th and 11th, he is doing his only Canadian date in Niagara Falls. So he'll be there for 2 days. He's going to hit up Inglewood, New Jersey on November 12th, Boston, Massachusetts on November 13th. I cannot pronounce that word.
Patchogue is how I've been told it said.
Patchogue, New York on November 14th. Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania on November 16th. And Bethesda, Maryland.
Bethesda,
yes, there you go. Bethesda on November 17th. So that's what he has right now. He never know. He could add some additional dates. But yeah, you have no idea. As of right now, that's what he has. Because I know the last show was added maybe about a week ago.
Yeah. And I it was say. Pretty last minute. Like they were just like, hey, we're adding a show tomorrow. Here's some info in case people reach out. I was like, oh, okay.
All right. Sounds good. And that one I looked at because it's kind of like an interesting setting because it has like tables and stuff and you have to like buy food and drink at it. It's kind of an more of an upscale kind of place.
Yeah. And I think the Boston show was like that as well. Not sure if it's as like strict on like you have to spend a certain amount when you buy your ticket to like be there, but interesting choice.
Yes. For the Canadian dates, they're actually playing at Falls View Casino in the Avalon Ballroom. I'm going to show you. So actually the ticket sales are doing really well. I'm a little bit of a nerd. So I've kind of been perhaps making an Excel spreadsheet to track all this. And as of yesterday, when I checked, there was less than 90 tickets per show.
So let me just show her. I know Saturday looks like it has a little bit more because for whatever reason, Ticketmaster allowed. Tickets? Yeah. And they're allowing the resale for Saturday, but not for Friday. Oh. So I don't know if they just don't have enough people to want to resell.
I was wondering
Friday,
that when I looked. Yeah. So yeah.
So anything that's pink is like
here's the Friday one. There's still a couple on the floor. Anyone who hasn't been to this venue, So this one does have a lot more pink on the floor for Saturday. But yeah, the sales are going really well. So hopefully this will actually sell out, which would be awesome. Venue holds 1,559 people. So, and it's a nice venue. It's not like one of those like sketchy places or anything like that. So
very, and it's nice and intimate because like when you go through the pictures and like even like from shows other people have done, there's not really a bad seat in the house.
Yeah, it's so true. It is very true. Have you been to this venue before or no?
No, I haven't been to the Avalon Ballroom. I've just been to like the
new
main
one,
stage.
The OG stage. Yeah. 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 So this is it's good. So so that will be exciting. Also, if you are interested in meet and greets, he does have meet and greets this tour. I'm just gonna quickly pull that up on the other page. So if you're interested in that, you're going to go to nickcarter.com events and then click on the VIP experience. So please and thank you are running that. So that for anyone who's been here for a while, that used to be ground control. And then they think they actually had a different name before that, but they're now called please and thank you. So they are running the meet and greets.
I think for Saturday, it's actually sold out now. It's just the silver.
Oh, wow.
That is available. For the Saturday. Yeah.
Okay, let's check. Yeah, you're right. Oh, crap. Well, that's what happens when you hesitate, people.
But I did notice there was a few other shows that like a day or two before they did add some more. So, and same with like on the fan pages, people that, you know, last minute couldn't go for whatever reason, they try to resell theirs too. So.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize you could resell. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm just going to go through the different options of the VIP. So obviously, I guess we'll start with the lower package. So the lower one is silver. You get access to Nick's pre-show soundcheck, access to Nick's pre-show Q&A, a $45 voucher for his online store, and obviously your lanyard and laminate. The gold package includes all of that, but you also get an individual photo op with Nick. And then if you want the diamond, it includes everything in the gold, but you also get to watch Nick's last three songs on the side of the stage. So this is new. He's not done this before in other in other tours. So that is a new option. I know O-Town does it a lot. It's kind of a fun thing. So you could be like part of the show, especially if you ended up getting crappy seats. It'd be kind of nice to see him up close and personal on the side of the stage. So those are your options for that. So you just make sure that you click on the right date, because when you click on it, it brings up all the dates. So make sure you're clicking where you need to go. As of right now, the Friday show still has gold VIP and silver. And then the Saturday show in Niagara just has silver. Okay. So Leslie actually went to the very first show of the so that was in Lexington.
Yeah. Yes. So I haven't seen him since the Now or Never tour, so like long time ago, like 20 years or so.
Oh wow, okay.
So a lot different than what I expected it to be. You know, obviously we're used to going to like the BSB shows, we're in stadiums, arenas. So this one was a smaller venue too, same like 1300-ish people. So definitely had a much more like intimate feel to it. I've never done the first show of like any tour before, so it was weird not knowing like what to expect.
Right?
Yeah, like what he's gonna come out in, how the show's gonna go, you know, like usually when I'm going to a show, like I pretty much know what the set list is going to be, what to expect.
Yeah, you're looking up ahead of time. You're like, yeah, okay, is my favorite song going to be on here?
When's it coming on? I need to remember to record it. And like I know on his Instagram, he tried to give us a little sneak peek of the set list. And yes, that wasn't really not
it
all
wasn't
of,
the actual set list.
Yeah. Yeah, no. So, you know, kind of when it finished, you were like, oh, okay. Obviously, like, I know a lot of people have shared videos and stuff now. So it was really fun. I really like the concept of, you know, he didn't just come out and do his solo music. He kind of came out and was like, this is the music I listened to growing up. These are the artists that inspired me. We got some rock music in there, which, you know, the Backstreet Boys don't have, like, maybe larger than
life. He loved his rock music.
Sure. Right? So getting to see him actually, like, perform, like, different genres of music, it was really cool to see, like, because you don't know, like, you know, we all know, like, oh, he really liked Journey growing up, right? That's the one band he talks about a lot. And
yes.
Yeah, no Journey in the set list. I was a little surprised at that. But
I think he has used it before in other, and I think in the All American, he may have done it, or.
Yeah. Possibly, yeah, it was, unless it's like a lesser known Journey song, then I probably like too. I didn't grow up on them either, so I wouldn't know. But yeah, it was really fun, and it was kind of cool to like watch the crowd and see like how some of them, you know, like at our show, he started doing the ZZ Top Sharp Dressed Man. And
okay.
Like my dad's a big rock guy, so like I know the ZZ Top songs, and I'm singing along and like having people like look at you like, you know this song? Like, what the heck is this? But then like I'm the same way when other songs came on that he was singing.
Yeah,
like, what
exactly.
What the heck is this song, right? So it's kind of cool that you didn't necessarily know all the music, but like you knew it was something that like he really liked. So you kind of got to hear a sneak peek into like Nick's music world.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Oh, I was going to say, you went to a couple of the cons this summer, right?
Yeah.
Or in the spring. Did you end up going to the Nick concert at the con?
I went to the one in Raleigh. It was really good.
Was it a similar set list or did he have different stuff?
The Backstreet Boys songs that he sang, he did Wonderwall. Yeah, I don't know if he did it in Tampa, but he did it in Raleigh, and I was really hoping it was going to be on the set list for the concert. But the Backstreet Boys songs he did were pretty much all like on the set list. I didn't get to go to the Tampa show, so I think it was pretty much the same.
The same show.
Show. Theirs might have been a little bit shorter just based on like they had less rooms and stuff to work with. But this one, like, it was more acoustic. Like, he just had one guy with him, playing the guitar and him singing. So, like, with the show, it's like he's got like a full band. He's doing his guitar, which we didn't get to see in Raleigh. It's more like
more him.
Yeah. Like, I felt like Raleigh was kind of more of kind of like an acoustic.
Yeah.
Set.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to show the set list from your show. So spoiler alert to anyone who has not seen this, you can skip ahead a few minutes, but I think this might be kind of fun to show people who have not been or don't have a show near them, because pretty much his shows are more on like the East Coast side. He doesn't really have too many the West way. He actually, the first leg was more like Southeast, right? Like Lexington was the furthest north. And normally when Nick does shows, he does like the Canadian date. So he'll do like Toronto, Montreal, and that, or he'll do like Boston, New York, and all that. So originally that wasn't there. So that's why it's nice that on the second leg of this tour, he's hitting up the areas that he normally is in. But obviously I still feel bad for like West Coast people. But I feel like there's more of us on the East Coast side. So
Like when he initially had everything scheduled, there was like a Vegas date and an Arizona date.
Yes. The Arizona one was in a huge venue. Like,
yeah. And so like, I know when a few of those shows were canceled, like the street team said, like next summer he's planning a few shows and those will be rescheduled until then. So I would assume that the West Coast will get some of their shows then, but definitely for Canada, every time I seen him this year, I was like, don't forget Toronto.
But he has like such a huge fan base here. And like the last, it was All American, the last one? Possibly.
Yes. Yes.
He did so. Five different cities in Southwestern Ontario, yeah. Right? So he did like Toronto, Sarnia.
Yeah. Barrie was in there.
North Bay for some reason. Yeah. we drove up there after work and it was kind of like a weird schedule too, the way it was. It didn't make sense flow wise. It's like, let's go here, 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 here. And then there.
Yeah. He kind of went like all over, the province, but, I was a little surprised that he picked Niagara Falls. It's not usually like, I don't know if it's just because it's so close to the border too, right?
Could or be.
From where he's going to be going next. But
because the show the day before is in Ohio. It's only 4 hours away. So it's not that far.
Yeah. And then he does us back to back. And then, he goes to New Jersey, which would be
like 8 hours.
Right under there. Yeah.
So
this is the Lexington set list and we definitely did not get incomplete. I try to make out what the covered song was, but I have no idea what was supposed to be there.
Oh, the one in black. Yeah.
Yeah. They crossed out.
They crossed out. Okay, well, I guess not everyone watches this on YouTube, so some people are listening, so I'll just read through it. And if you have any comments about any of the songs or anything, feel free to jump in. Okay, so so it says the show intro is Big Trouble. I don't remember that.
I'm not sure if that's just supposed to be like a song.
Just like music playing in the background?
Yeah, because like we didn't have... Like there wasn't any lyrics or anything. It was just like a minute of music before he came out.
To like build up the anticipation. Yeah. You're like, oh, where's Nick? Why isn't he on stage yet?
Let's go, hurry up.
What did he have? He had three or four musicians on stage with him. Three of them. Piano, guitar, drums. Yeah. And then piano guy also played guitar and I think bass or whatever, but and then you said you had two opening acts for your show?
Yes. There was like a younger guy there. I don't know if he was supposed to be like a rap kind of hip hop artist. Mm-hmm. And then we had Maddie Pope as the second one.
And she was from The Voice, American Idol.
I don't watch those shows.
She was from one of those reality shows. Okay. She was definitely...
I'm not big on like opening acts or anything, but I, you know, a lot of people I talked with after the show said that she was actually like surprisingly like really good, you know, for a lot of people not necessarily knowing who she was. They were really impressed.
We had them in Nashville because I went to the show. The next show, I believe, was
It
was either the second or the third show. I think it was the second show. Because I came back from Mexico with Pop 2000, went to work for 2 days, and then hopped in a car with Diane, and we drove the 11 hours to Nashville.
Off to Nashville we go. Did that.
So that was fun. The bummer, though, I have to say about the Nashville show is that while we were in the car, because Diane and I both worked on Friday, so we left after work, we hadn't even like crossed the border because we ended up going the Windsor way. So you're like in Canada for 3 hours before you cross the border. Then they announced this like secret show that was happening.
Yes.
Like, he's doing a secret show. Obviously, you guys have been to Nashville. Nashville is like the city of music, Music City, and they have like bars everywhere. And actual like famous people and unknowns will just randomly go play some sets. So we're like, ooh, I wonder if we can make it in time. And then we were like, we're still 8 hours away and the show is in like 3 hours. So we don't have the magic school bus. We're not getting there. So that was kind of a bummer, but I do know some of my friends ended up going. So they, cause they also were like very vague about where it was. They just put like
coordinates down. Yeah, he booked the show only about like 4 hours before he went to do it.
Yeah.
And they just dropped coordinates. And
when I typed it in, it just said Nashville. It didn't even.
Some people narrowed
it down.
Yeah. And I mean, he was like a Friday night that it was on. And like Nashville is crazy already at 7. So like the place already had a lineup. So like, you know, all these Backstreet Boy fans show up and, you know, like some of them did get in.
Yeah.
And it was like a little pop-up event is what they called it. And I thought it was pretty cool. I think because he was initially supposed to have the show in Missouri between Lexington and Nashville. And so I think he had some extra time and we know how to get.
And that city is set up for that.
Exactly. Like it's so easy to go and do that. And like every bar has a band. So it doesn't even matter where he picks, like they'll know these songs, right? Like I've been there. I've been like, hey, can you guys play Backstreet Boys? And they're like, yeah, we actually know that. So for him to be able to like go and do that, it looked really fun.
It did. Yeah. I don't know how many songs he did, but I feel like he was there for a bit and did some, and I feel
I think he was there for about an hour, maybe a little over an hour. I know he did my Wonderwall song, which I missed, but he did a few Backstreet Boys songs as well. And then.
That's awesome. So that's fun. So that's why I'm kind of hoping that he's going to do something special for Niagara Falls. I'm like, you're here 2 days.
I keep pushing.
Let's get
I'm
this, like Nick Lunch. Let's bring yeah. back the Nick Lunch. Like, that's a thing that he started in Canada and has done it mm-hmm. before. So I was like, if anyone wants to just harass him for a little bit yeah. on social media and be like, hey, man, come back to lunch.
Well, I keep saying, I'm like, you know, like Canada, we always kind of feel like we get left out. You know, like they come, they do something pretty quick here and then they're out. Or like even, you know, like on the DNA tour, you know, mm-hmm. they do like 5 or 6 shows across the entire country. And then the US has like 40 or 50 yeah, shows exactly. for them to do. Right. So, you know, usually the after parties, the private events, the solo stuff, they all do it. Like even in Nashville last year, AJ did his, little solo event. At the Florida Georgia Line bar,
yes,
the night before their Nashville show, and I'm like,
is that last year?
Yeah, last 2 years September. Ago. Last September.
I feel like I went to one of them a couple years ago.
Yeah, he did some, DNA. Yeah, he did something else. They said the first time in Nashville as well.
Yes,
I didn't go the first time. So, but I know last same thing as
yeah.
Year so thing. That we were driving down that night, and it was kind of like a, hey guys, in 4 hours I'm gonna be performing here, and yeah. So I keep pushing like give Canada just something.
Just give us a little love. It's good.
Like
we're just
good. A little special. I mean, we actually are the only place that got back-to-back shows. So that was
and it's a weekend too. The only other weekend show, the only other Saturday show was Nashville, I believe. That's why I was just like,
yeah,
this is a the lot only of one I can
during the
to.
Week. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of them have been during the week. Like Lexington was the Wednesday. So the same thing. We had to leave at 4 or 5 a.m. Wednesday morning.
Oh my gosh.
Get down there, spend the night, and then, you know, come home the next day so you don't have to miss too much work.
Yeah. Was that probably about an 8-hour drive for you or?
Yeah, like we probably could have done it in 7.5, but we took our time at a few stops, like getting food for sure. and stuff like that. So we made really good timing based on like what our GPS initially told us. And then every time it kind of updated, we're like, oh, okay, we saved a lot of time. But
I know, isn't that you always want to try to beat the GPS? Like, you say, I'm going to make it at that time. I'm going to go faster.
I'm going to be
obviously safely driving yes. for sure. Yeah, when we did Nashville, Diane drove the whole time. So we broke it up into 2 days each way because it was Thanksgiving weekend. So we did about 5.5 hours, 5 or 6 hours each day. And then kind of on the way back, we made it back to Canada. So we had about 3 hours to go, but we're like, we're tired. We're going to stop. But yeah, but the things we do, the Canadians are willing to drive to you, Nick, but it'd be nice if you could just come closer. So
we travel a lot, so you could come here a little bit more.
We put in the effort, buddy. Come on. Right. Come back. Okay, so we have not made it past the first song.
Yeah.
So, sorry. Then the next song was Larger. So he comes out and performs Larger Than Life. Did he come out with the white, with the blue?
Yeah.
That was his first thing. So he was wearing like a white suit with a blue shirt and a tie. That was his first.
Okay. I love Nick, but sometimes he dresses very dad. And I was really impressed that he came out in like a really super nice fitted, like full on suit. I was like, damn. Okay. Yes.
I have pictures. You know what? I'll look at the pictures after. We'll go back to this list. Yes. No, he definitely had. He had like I want to say 3 or 4 costume changes. Yeah. And I feel like he did pretty good on this.
I feel like this was like. So I know Justin was doing the photos and stuff again. So I feel like the outfits are a tyranny.
I'm sure Tierney probably had something to do with this.
Yeah,
yes, for sure. Okay, so after Larger Than Life, Everybody Wants to Rule the World, which is an 80s song.
Did not know that one.
Everybody wants to. I can't embarrassing. But yes, then Corey Hart's sunglasses at night. And of course, he had to take his sunglasses and put them on. He was very amused with these sunglasses that he kept taking on and off at our show.
Yeah, he did the same thing at ours. He left them like right on the stage so he could like just go and grab them whenever he felt sunglasses. Like. Yeah.
Put them back on. We're like, you are such a dork, but we love you. So, so then back to his other, his own song. So he, Get Over Me, which was the song that he did with Avril Lavigne back in the day, obviously by himself, with her this time. Then from, I want to say it's the Breakfast Club. Don't You Forget About Me. Don't you? Yeah. So that was good. And then, Dirty Laundry.
Yeah, that's no, it's an 80s song, and I can like think of the guy's name that did it right now. It's on the tip of my tongue, but
yes, kind of like a rockery type.
Yeah,
let's see if I can find it. Dirty Laundry.
Song. It's not like a song like I heard my dad ever listen to.
Don Henley?
Yes.
The Eagles, I guess?
Yeah.
Yes. I was like, this one didn't sound as familiar to me. So then, but it was very interesting, like at my show, to like look around the crowd, because you're true, because some people basically only knew Nick songs. I knew like 80% of the 80s songs, but there was a couple I was like, I don't know. And then, but there was this one girl at my show, and she was in the second row, and she knew every song and all, and she was going at it. And I was like, good for you, lady. Like, she was having a great time. So then Private Eyes.
Yeah.
I'm watching you. Which always reminds me of the movie, the TV show Veronica Mars, because it's in there at one point in one of the episodes. So then he did kind of like a mashup medley, his song I Got You with or Without You. So that was pretty cool. Then we had obviously Shape of My Heart. Then he, yes, classic Backstreet. Mm-hmm. Then, oh my God, is this Bon Jovi? Wanted Dead or Alive.
So this song, I am obsessed with watching him perform. this is like, so after Shape of My Heart, this is where he goes and does like his first outfit change. And he came out in leather pants, and I was
yes, we're like, okay. Good choice, sir.
Hello. And his white button shirt, he had like misbuttoned it, so you could tell it was like bugging him, but it was so cute the way he was like trying to play it off. And I'm like, we can tell you misbuttoned the shirt, but
like, do you require assistance backstage to help you dress, because we can help that.
We can get somebody on that if you need it. But yeah, this, like, being a Bon Jovi fan, watching him do this song. So he did this song in Raleigh, again, more like an acoustic version of it. So like actually watching him like rock out to it on stage, like full on done up. I was like, this is my favorite part of the show, was that song.
Yeah, that was good. He did a great job for sure. Yeah. Excellent. Okay, so then next, another one of his songs, 19 and 99, which I love this song. So
yeah.
Good. Then it has You Shook Me. So it's like, I guess You Shook Me All Night Long, that song, I think. Yep. So back to his rocker part.
Oh yeah, some AC/DC.
Yes. Then he had Sharp Dress Man.
Which I felt like I was the only one in my crowd that knew what that song was. And I'm like, especially being in the Southern US, I was like, come on, none of y'all watched Duck Dynasty. Like, this was their, this was their jam.
Yes, I was singing along. And then I Just Want You to Know.
Yeah.
Just Want You to Know. Good song. Did he do another costume change? I don't know why there's a little break there.
So then he came out. So he still had the leather pants on, but he had like the white jacket with the white shirt under it. Yeah.
Yes. And then so he did the song I Need You Tonight. And then he did Superman, which isn't one of his newer songs. Then is it Richard Marx that's Right Here Waiting?
I think so.
Right waiting for you. And then he did Hurts to Love You, which is the song that he wrote for Aaron. And let me tell you, I vaguely looked at this list, but I didn't really look at the list. so I was like, oh, okay, because I'm like, oh, I'm just going to try to enjoy the concert and go in the moment, not trying to figure out what song it is. So when that song came on, I heard the opening notes and I was like, oh, God. Oh. I am not ready for this song. So for those who don't know, that's the song that he wrote for Aaron after Aaron passed away. And he also performed it, obviously, at the event that Leslie and I were in, Aaron's memorial in L.A.
I thought, like, with us seeing it the first time and, like, being emotional, I was like, you know what, I'll just be able to, like, enjoy it this time. And I think listening to it on the radio or like your phone or whatever is totally different than watching him like pour his whole heart into it when he's like performing it. And so it was the same thing. Like the tears just started going. Oh my God. And I am pretty sure like everybody at our show was in tears as well. Like
I was,
he did a little blurb,
like an intro.
And then, he had the two guys playing the guitar sitting up beside him, and he just kind of told them like, I'm going to take this one. And, it's one of those songs. It hits different when you see it live.
So he started singing it. And he was looking directly at us because I don't know, were you in the front row at your show or?
Yes.
So we were in technically the second row, but then everyone moved up to the front, and you know how there's an aisle, there was a gap. So we were like in the second row. So we just moved up to the front. So we were not like dead center. We were kind of like midway. So between the edge and the center. So we're kind of there. So kind of like in a good eyesight for him. So he started like coming to us during this song. And I'm like, cry to him as he's looking at me. So I'm like trying to hold it in. And I was like, please stop singing to us right now. I was like, literally any other song would be fine. So then I started like really tearing up. And then he turned and went another thing. And I was just like, my friend, please don't sing this song to me. And then I'm like crying. And then my friend, my friend really didn't like the song, and she didn't like Aaron or anything, but she also, she was also crying at this as well. And she's like comforting me, and I'm trying to like not be crying and trying to like whatever. And I'm just like, this sucks.
It's hard like to not, you know, like when it, I feel like it's just so different when you just listen to the words, right? And then you're like, when he's there in front of you.
Because he sings it with such emotion too, right?
And it's like, I feel like it's just different when you're
in person. I was flashing back to when we were in LA, and as soon as he finished that song, he ran off the stage. You remember that?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And his eyes were all like red, and then he just like did the thing and then ran off. And I was like, oh my God. Like, so he held it better together than I did. So that was still a good moment. And then I think he did another costume change possibly.
Yes.
At this point.
I think this was the last one. He came out in the like red and yellow, sweater. Yeah.
Yes. That's right. So then, Love Song. Which song is that? Is that a cover? Or is that one of his songs?
I don't know.
I don't remember. Okay. Then he did Falling Down, which is a song that he is also dedicated to Leslie, his sister who passed away. Yes. So I was like, really, you're going to hit us with both of these songs in this very short amount of time?
Yeah.
Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it. But Cry Little Sister.
I don't remember that one, but I don't, like, even if he sang that, I wouldn't know. Like, I don't know that song.
Yeah. Then he did a mix up of Blow Your Mind and Just What I Needed. Just What I Needed. So it was good. Then on this particular set list, it's crossed out. So there was a mystery song that they decided not to do.
Not sure. I tried to figure that out for so long. Like I had the paper looking through the back, like what was supposed to be here, but
it's a mystery. Really.
Maybe this was my help me and I just never got it.
Could have been, as long as you love me, obviously quit playing games.
So these are the, for Lexington anyways, if you did the Diamond VIP, these were the three songs that they took you up on stage for.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think it was for ours too.
I think it's going to be the same for all of the shows, but.
So I'm assuming if you have Diamond, they say, hey, when this song is starting, come here and then we'll bring you on stage or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then, so as long as you love me, quit playing games. Mm-hmm. And then Made for Us is the new song. So I do have that up on our YouTube channel. Sound quality is not the greatest, but by the time this episode is coming out, it's going to be out anyways. So go check that out. The song is Made for Us, apparently.
Not
specifically me and Leslie, but all of us.
We'll take credit. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, of course. It's just for us. No. And they were running a bit of a contest or something to make the video for this. So you were supposed to bring videos of Nick. And then they're going to splice it together and they were going to contact you. They did not contact me. So my videos are not in here. Did you get contacted?
I did not get contacted either. No. To be honest, I only submitted one and I was like, we'll see if I has a chance.
I submitted some random ones. So I'm like, but I have to say that they've used my footage before for other things, for the Backstreet Boys in Mexico.
There's
video of, Nick playing beach volleyball, and part of that is from my video that I shot. The very first cruise. I was like, this footage looks familiar. Nobody asked me for that, but still, I'm like, I'm just contributing and helping people out here.
Shirtless. Making everything better.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so then that, and then he came out for the encore, and the encore was Incomplete. Oh, you didn't?
No, he did not do Incomplete.
I wonder if it was a time thing.
I don't know, because like the Diamond thing, so they say he's got three more songs. So like when you're in the Diamond VIP, when you walk out, they say like, okay, you're going back to your seats. He's got three more songs. And so they were able to like see the set list.
Okay.
So the girl that was beside us, she was up there and she's like, oh, he's going to do these three songs next. And, then he came out and I was like, oh, maybe he's just like going to switch up. Cause he came out and he started with I Want It That Way. And I was like, maybe he's going to do Incomplete and then end on like the, you know, really upbeat kind of a note. And then we just never got Incomplete. So I don't know if
we didn't get it either, or maybe we got it earlier.
I know that like in North Carolina, or was it Virginia? He did it like with the set of songs, like I Need You Tonight, Superman.
Yes.
The Love You. He did it like there, which makes sense because it's a slow song. Like he can do it a lot more.
Right. So you want to mix it into that.
But yeah, we didn't get that.
I think we got I Got You. No, we did that. Which one was the one that I feel like Nashville got something different, but I can't remember what song we got.
I know North Carolina got Help Me. And I was pretty sad because
I love that song. That's like one of my favorites. So hopefully he will play it in Niagara. So
yes, we're putting it out into the universe. One of those nights.
Manifesting this. Yes, let's get that out there.
Come on, Nicholas. Don't let us down.
Yes. All right. Okay. So I have a question about the Diamond VIP at the show that you went to. So the show that we went to, it didn't really look like he interacted with them that much. Did you feel that?
He, and I don't know if it was just because it was the first show, but he actually kind of looked like, oh, there's people on stage. Like he, I don't think he was expecting
it. I don't think he knew that that was happening. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And like, you know how Nick is, he can't really hide his expression very well. Yeah. So, yeah, you could tell it was a little bit of shock, like, who are these people? But like,
are you seeing these people? Like, <who's> right.
And
I'm so bummed I saw Mike, but I didn't get to actually like talk to him or anything. He was just like doing his job as a security guard. And I was like waving to Nick's on this side of the stage. I see Mike over there. I'm like waving like an idiot. And my friend's like, "What the hell are you?" I'm like, "I'm waving at Mike, but he can't
just
see me
because he's." He was the one. He was up there with them, and I think probably to make sure. So like,
nobody's running.
Our stage was ginormous. Like, it was huge. So the one girl that she was in the front row with us, she was like, she kind of felt like for her, it wasn't really worth it because she was like so much further away from him than where like
we had a friend too in the front row, and she paid for the diamond and she did not go on stage because where she was standing was better than the stage.
Yeah. And they didn't get like any sort of interaction with him. So like now that they've done like a few of the shows, I don't know if people have like provided that feedback and that will change. Yeah. Or if that's just kind of like, we can't really have him interacting with you because of like time or
you don't know how people are going to react. I don't
exactly
know. The way that O-Town, so the way at our show, they were, I felt so bad for them because they were, I think they sell about 10 per show, yeah. I want to say. So they were like, there was like a speaker or something. And then they were like beside that, but there was like 3, 3, 3. So you weren't even in the front row. So even if you paid this, you still weren't guaranteed. Like, it's sad that they couldn't have been in like a circle, and it could have just been the way that our stage was. I don't know.
Yeah. So ours was, like I said, we had an oversized stage so that they were all able to kind of stand.
Well, that's
like
good.
Side by side. But yeah, it was like, I feel like they thought that he would, you know, like at least come over or like,
or like wave or something.
Yeah. And I mean really the only perk they got at our show was they got to sit in the front row for like sound check. They were the only ones in the front row, and then the rest of us kind of filled in the rows behind them.
Okay, so at least they get that little bit of a perk. So
yeah,
that's good. We had the way that our stage was set up was that the band was pretty much surrounding him, and then like on the other side of this like light structure, that's where they were standing. So
yeah,
I feel like I've seen O-Town do this, and they have less people on theirs. I believe it's only 6 people that they normally do, but they'll start off there. But O-Town will just like take turns going to like see them. And then during one of the songs, they're actually allowed to like come out onto the stage and like film, like, I believe it's during These Are Those Days. And they get to like actually like film, and then the O-Town members might come. There's no guarantee, but
yeah,
they generally get acknowledged. So it's not for all 3 songs, just for the 1 song they get to spread out and then they have to go. But I feel like that the way that the stage was set up, there wasn't like a way that that could have happened because of the band. Because when O-Town performs, they just have an iPad, not an iPad. They have a little laptop that they press their backing music on, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like they have a full band with all the equipment and stuff. So they have more space. So I feel like just observing that particular one, I thought maybe they can try to figure that out for the future ones. So hopefully by the time they hit us, or maybe it's already changed. I don't know. I don't know anyone who's.
Yeah, I think that would go, like, that would have to go through, like, please and thank you, because they're the ones that do, like, all of the meet and greets and the packages.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've been telling everybody that did it, like, if you have a complaint, like, the only way that they're going to know is if you email them, right? So, definitely, you know, I know a few people that have actually switched from the diamond down to the gold. Like, especially if they're in the first 2 or 3 rows for the show.
Yeah, for sure. If you have further back seats, then it makes sense, right?
Yeah. Or if you're like up in, I guess ours will have a balcony. I know some of them will have a balcony as well. So
I'm just going to show a couple of your pictures here. So
here is my favorite.
His leather pants and his
he came out in that out, he came out in that outfit and I was like, oh my god, and like it's literally right in my video. You can hear me saying it.
Like, that's awesome.
That might be my favorite outfit he's ever worn.
That is a nice outfit for sure. And these are some of your friends.
Yeah.
Did you travel with a bunch of them or
so just the girl in the dark blue dress is Sophie, and I actually met her last year in Ottawa at Nick's Cords and Coffee event.
Oh, yes.
So she came down from like way middle of northern Quebec. So she came down to London. She stayed the night. We got in the car the next day, went to Lexington and did the show. So she came far away. Like she's a 10 hours to me. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Did she drive it or did she take public transit?
Yeah, no, she drove it. So when she there, she was like, okay, you have to drive to Lexington. I was like, okay, that's fair.
Yes, for sure. For sure. Okay, so this was the place that you were at.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you might get some video clips.
Skip through the videos because we can't really play the videos. Oh, sorry.
That's okay. No, there's some more. Yeah, you can hear me singing, and so those you're back to the pictures. So yeah,
this is gorgeous. Awesome. Look at this, beautiful,
right? Oh,
although we were making jokes like, this man doesn't own a steamer. What's with this like wrinkly?
Yeah, I was just happy it wasn't
show that he's cool. Yeah, that's true for sure.
Right.
Yeah. So there he is in his little white suit with the blue shirt.
Yeah.
This is his little Letterman jacket, I guess.
I think he's so. And I like some people were saying that they think he's paying homage to Michael Jackson. And I know, like,
Aaron. See, I was thinking Ronald. Kind of. But.
Oh. So I'm not a big Michael Jackson girl. So I guess I think it was the Thriller video or something. Michael's probably got like a similar thing on, obviously with an M because of Michael, but yeah. So people were thinking that. I don't know if it is or not, but I know I'm sure he grew up listening to Michael Jackson.
For sure. Oh, this was almost like a Beetlejuicy type shirt that he had on.
I thought so too.
There's the sunglasses.
Yeah.
And there's your friend. Some other friends, your VIP. The bracelet things. This is a thing now, eh? I feel like ever since Taylor Swift did it, it's now like, because we had girls at the Nashville show too with the bracelets. So, and when I went to the Jonas Brothers concert, there was some bracelets. I didn't get one, but I saw people with them. So now I'm like, do I need to start getting beads?
Start making that's what I thought. I'm like, I need to make some of these for Niagara. Like, I'm not artsy, like, whatsoever. So I, my friend, the one girl that we met down there, she's like, oh, man, I do, like, I make these all the time. And she made, like, a little video. And I was like, I don't think you understand that my art skills are zero.
Yeah, you just got to put the string in there, put it on. Right? It's fine. So I feel like some people wrote, like, Nick. Some people wrote, like, song titles and, like, things like that. So.
And, like, there was a few of the who I am, like the tour name, a lot of Superman ones. There was some of them, like the Pink Croc. There was a few girls that had like the kid names and Lauren bracelets. So kind of like everything and anything to do
anything
with
Nick related, make yourself a bracelet and I guess you can swap it with people.
Yep.
So Nick Nation had some of them in Nashville, so I had one. I think just said Nick Nation, so that was good.
There was a few of the like I Got You ones too, mm-hmm. from like his old online store. Yeah, those ones are really nice.
We our friend had one and she's like, here, try to put it on him. So like literally every time he came by I kept trying to like give him the bracelet, but he didn't. And then at one point, there's actually a picture of me. I have, like, I stretched it out to try to, like, put it onto his hand.
Definitely. Like, no, I can't do it.
And I was like, I tried. And they're like, sure, whatever. And then she was looking through her pictures afterwards. She's like, oh, you tried. Look at you.
Yeah, you tried a few times.
Yeah, I'm like, it's not happening. It is what it is.
That's the diamond VIP. Okay. That was from one of the girls that was at the side stage there. But he did put a few, so like people made him a few bracelets, like even the one girl that I was with. And so he did put them on like for their photos, which I thought was kind of cute. Nice. Yeah. So cool. There's a few pictures of him and with the with all these different bracelets on. I don't know if he kept them or not, but
Here's a picture of him playing his guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Cute. The hands. Yes. All right. Let me see. I think I have some pictures too, which I can.
Yeah. I try not to share too much because I felt bad doing the first show and like not like
all how the do spoilers
I
and stuff.
Yeah, and like I just want to, you know, he did share some of the set lists, so I figured if I put up a few clips from like those songs, that's fine. Like you're not doing anything Backstreet Boy related without singing I Want It That Way, even though he didn't show that song. But you're like okay, everyone knows that one's coming.
So here's a couple pictures of from me and Diane our trip down. So every time I pass this Florence Y'all thing, I always have to take it. It's in Kentucky somewhere. Okay. And every time I go, I have to read up about this. So basically what it was is that it was an advertisement for it's a water tower. And it was advertisement for the Florence Mall. But the mall wasn't built yet, so they made them change it. So then they're like, we can just, instead of repainting it all, we'll just put y'all instead of mall. And then that's like the business of that. So we went to like a little Mexican restaurant near our hotel. Okay, so here's our pictures. Nick, he also had these like black and white shoes. Like, it's like, there.
I felt that's very like Motown.
Yes.
Like, you know, way back in the day, that's like how they would dress. So it was like, even his outfits are like kind of like a journey through.
Yes.
Through like the musical history. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize he's looking in this one. There you go. Oh, there's me taking a picture of Mike doing his job and not anywhere near us.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, so. There he is with his sunglasses. This is a video, so I'm going to skip. Rocking out in his leather pants. Yeah, there you go. This is me attempting to take a picture with him. So
you're like, glow in the dark.
I continually forget that my glasses glow in the dark. So we were like there, and there was a girl behind us. She's like, yeah, glasses. And I was like, what? She's like, glasses. And I was like, okay. She was like, oh my god, it was so funny.
Well, you can't lose you at a concert ever because you just look for the glow in the darks.
Just looking for the glow in the dark. I feel like that also helps him to like look over, like, why is this girl glowing? Yeah. There you go, right? Yes. I did not bring any signs for this concert, so I was like, eh. And there's his letter jacket. Apparently I just take a lot of pictures. I was like, I'm not going to take any pictures. And then I was like, okay, I'm taking all the pictures. Apparently
I filmed pretty much the whole concert. So don't feel bad.
I was pretty much out of space on my phone. So I did not have space to film things. And then at one point he's like coming up to like sing, but he's right in front of my friend's face. And the stage was like, I don't know, like 3 feet off the ground. So basically his crotch was in her face. So she's like, I don't know what to do right now. So she's like awkwardly standing here. And the girl behind me is like, she's like, I'll put my face in his crotch. And I was like, okay. Then, oh my God. The girl was freaking hilarious. I was like, okay. Yeah, I guess you could do that. Sure, lady. Oh, it was really funny. But what I thought was cool. Oh, this is the bottom. If you can see the green shirt, this is Rose. She was there, it was her birthday weekend. So her and her friends had like Nick Carter Fix It shirts because he did all these little promos before the album came out. It was really funny.
NCTV.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. There was like a lot of like people that I recognized. And then your friend Jessica. I ran into a girl named Christine from Boston. Christine or Christina, who listens to the podcast. So shout out to you. Thank you for listening. then afterwards, we just picked like a random place and I got some pretzels and chicken.
Yeah, fingers, Nashville has so much food. Like there's so many places. It's really good for a concert because everything's open late. So no matter what time your show finishes at, there's always somewhere you can go. Everywhere has like such good food.
Sorry, this is just a giant cheese. It's in Ohio. One of these. So keep trying.
I feel like we probably took the same route.
I think you're like the I-75.
Yeah. But I was driving. I did all the driving, so I feel like I missed some of this stuff. So this is kind of like, hey, this was on your drive too.
Exactly. So then we were almost. It was like final destination. Diane's like, we're getting past this truck as fast as possible. And then my friend Josh came and made pickle soup for Diane. So, and then I forgot. So we have this book that Diane's friend family member got her years ago. It's called Along Interstate 75. And it actually like has little maps, kind of like, I don't know if you guys remember the old CAA flip.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that. And it has like all the markers and tells you like which stops have which restaurants and gas stations and stuff.
That's
pretty cool. It has some like, so we like bring that sometimes.
Because I feel like on your like GPS and stuff, they basically just show you here is McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly. So this one actually has like every stop. And you're like, oh, there's like 10 restaurants here or something. So
nice.
And when we were driving down, we weren't specific. We're like, we're just going to go as far as we can go until we get tired. Like we didn't pre-plan where we were stopping. So that was good too. When we were trying to find a hotel, we're like, okay, this one seems to have like 10 hotels that stop at this. It won't be like a shady little area in the middle of nowhere. So, but yeah, no, all in all, fun trips. We both had separate similar journeys. So yes, Leslie is also part of the street team promoting the Niagara Falls shows. So, so she's making posters and going out and doing things and posting things online. People can win some prizes too, right? If you go to a specific link.
Yeah. So each show, they're giving away a $250 prize. So it'll be like the Visa debit cards. And so once you have your show tickets, we all, like each show has the little QR code for like Linktree. So once you have your show tickets, you can go there and you can enter to win the prize.
And they, you put your seat number in there?
So it'll ask you for like your seat information. And then at the end of the tour, everyone, like all the draws will go off and then they'll contact you to let you know.
I have
tried to find out if it's $250 or if it's $250 American because we're the only Canadian shows.
It would be amazing.
So to be determined, I will find out.
Either way, still a good amount of money.
Yes.
And the tickets are not that expensive on this tour. Like the Niagara Falls ones, the balcony ones, I believe, are about 50, $50 maybe.
Yeah, like some of the resale ones, you know, like they'll come down in price as the show gets closer to like most shows do. But yeah, like for $50, even some of the, like the floor seat ones that are not resale, they're like $80.
Less 87-ish, something like that. So not bad. There were some crazy, you know how Ticketmaster was your official platinum. At one point, one of the front row tickets was $720. I'm like, you are crazy.
They actually, yesterday, the day before, they dropped all of the tickets to $109. So
the official
the first row, there was a third row and a second row for the Saturday night. And they dropped them all to $109. So they got scooped up pretty fast.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
I think you'll probably see some of the other pricing level itself out.
Yeah, I find, especially when it gets closer to the date. Also, because this is a casino show, you might want to keep paying attention a couple days or the day before. Yeah. Sometimes they hold blocks of tickets for their high rollers who, like, you know, and get the tickets for free. And if they don't want them, they'll drop them. And there's also, and the high rollers have to pick up the tickets the day of the show starting at noon. And I feel like there's a cutoff time. So I feel like if you also hold out a little bit, you might get some cheap ones or extra ones or whatever.
Yeah.
So, but again, all the seats in the venue are good seats. They're not, there's no really crappy seats at this venue. It's a really good.
Yeah, I think it was when I was reading about it, like the farthest seat back is only like 100 meters from the stage. So that's like really good.
Definitely.
It gives you like a really, like, there's going to be like good views. I don't think there's going to be any like bad seat.
No.
In the house or like, well, and I feel like a lot of people are like, they're used to him touring with the Backstreet Boys. Exactly. And so like you get a 300 level seat at the back of the stadium, you know, the guys on stage are like this big, right? But so these ones are a lot smaller for his solo tour. Mm-hmm. So I think he wanted to keep it more like intimate.
I feel like he likes to connect with people more. I feel like in smaller shows. And I feel like, especially at the Nashville show, I'm sure you also saw it. He's very good. He was like a lot of eye contact and like interaction with people.
Yeah. So, like he doesn't,
perform like a robot. He's there doing his thing, which I guess the Backstreet Boys also do that. But I feel like Nick is like, he's really good at showing love.
Cool. And when he's on stage with the guys, right, like there's four other guys, so like they kind of have a designated spot, whereas like when he's by himself, he can kind of like come and go wherever he wants. It's not like a choreographed show, so he doesn't have to be like, I have to be on this side of the stage and then a little bit here. So I felt like in Lexington he did a really good job like making sure everybody like the left side, on the right side, in the center, like everybody got a fair amount of him.
I definitely think so. I think he's good at that. So and if anyone who has not seen him solo before, he puts on a really good show. He has a lot of heart. He puts on a good show. He's entertaining. He does talk between some songs at certain times and kind of explains things or
gets talking distracted.
He definitely gets distracted for sure. He was kind of talking about how he chose a lot of these songs because there's certain things you can't really say, but like you can say it through the songs, and the songs have the whole like meaning and stuff. So
if you listen to the Bon Jovi's like the Wanted Dead or Alive, I feel like that song was definitely an intentional pick. Just with everything else that's going on with him, like outside of his music stuff right now. And just listening to him sing it is, you're just like, ooh, okay. Like, kind of like a little spicy here with some attitude. Okay.
for sure. But we wouldn't have him any other way.
No, we wouldn't.
Yes. Okay. Do you have any closing thoughts or anything you want to talk about?
If you haven't seen the show, get your tickets because you won't regret it.
For sure. Definitely. All right. Well, Leslie, thank you for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And then everyone who's listening, thanks for taking a break with us. Until next time, thanks for listening, and we will see you again next week. Bye.